Let me. The team from WJFK.
You know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys.
What does that mean?
I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Gay.
My love, love's going to leave.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
They go together like blood and phlegm. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Where's the Craig thing again?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
It hurts.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Oh, now stop that.
Now,
that
come
one's
on.
Not nice.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
That's so gay.
One more.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
He's undersized testes.
Well, let's stop.
Wow. Let's stop building the man up, please.
Oh, my God. What a tribute.
Here he is once again in today's USA Today. This is a slow burn.
All right.
This is really a slow burn. Nothing that's obvious, but it's a good one.
Subtle. I have not read it.
Yeah. Well, it's all about a guy named Rick, Mike.
Very good.
That's all I'll tell you right now. This is where Mike and I every week, if it moves us, read a column out of the newspaper.
It touches us.
If it grabs us. If it violates us. And this is one of those weeks. From the front page of the style section, the purple section, the life section of USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Rick be gone. And now the weeds are back.
Once had a neighbor named Rick. Nice guy, if somewhat quirky. You reading your first line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rick was what you might call anal retentive. He liked things orderly and in a certain way. His way.
Luckily for me, his way was often my way.
Slow burn, huh?
Maybe not that slow. We got along just fine. In fact, we miss Rick terribly.
Especially in the spring. This all came up the other night when I was outside talking to my neighbor, Molly, who looked down. Saw grass and weeds growing up through the cracks between the sidewalk bricks and sighed.
I miss Rick this time of year, she said.
I agreed.
We Americans spend about $37 billion last year on gardening supplies, according to the National Gardening Association. I suspect Rick was responsible for at least $10 million of that. He was especially fond of the corner of the garden center, specializing in death.
Rick loved killing weeds.
Perhaps you have a Rick in your neighborhood, too.
God.
Maybe even in your own home.
I'm sure there's some dark psychological explanation for Rick's behavior, but I never asked. For years, I thought nothing of it.
Odd warm spring nights. Rick's wife and I would sit on the stoop and watch him wander around the block, zapping a weed here, a weed there. The good old days.
He held his chemical-filled canister in one hand, his spray nozzle in the other.
Oh, yeah. This is why I was saying slow burn. This I thought was...
And off he'd go. He did it in such a way, it looked as if it were some sort of
choreographed dance.
Gay, 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 gay.
At 13, could have been an ad for Roundup or We'd Be Gone. He'd zap, twirl, and then zap again.
Who knows what Rachel Carson or Al Gore would think of all this? But who am I to pass judgment? The block never looked better. There was not a weed in sight.
I think I related to Rick so well. Because I grew up with a Rick. My dad loved nothing better than a good dose of industrial strength chemicals. Back in the days that you could just go to the store and buy them. Not only buy them, but use them willy-nilly.
Dad would spray his chemical cocktail around the trees and the barn and watch the world turn brown right before his eyes.
I'm going to burn the gayness out of you, boy.
It all seems unbelievable now. Even then, I thought it was a bit odd, since Dad was a farmer who loved watching things grow.
Everything you touch just turns brown, boy.
But like Rick, my dad had a thing for weeds.
I remember one summer, he sprayed a bit too much around the trees in the yard.
Sprayed.
Half the front lawn disappeared.
Rick learned that sad lesson when he moved to the country. Still thinking his weed killer was working its magic only on uninvited sprouts. His lawn, which looked like a spotted dog after a bit too much spraying, was something we did not discuss until last summer.
Speaking of dogs, I was walking Maggie the other day and noticed a neighbor sitting on her sidewalk pulling weeds from between the bricks. I commended her for her eco-friendly ways.
But then on my walk home, I thought again of Rick's spring dance.
Jesus.
Something no one's been able to replicate.
I've tried, but I don't come close. I spray here.
I'm telling you that.
I spray there.
I mean, anytime you get Craig Wilson saying he sprays.
Right.
But my heart's not really into the chemical thing. And the weeds know it. They pop right back up.
I miss Rick.
An inconvenient truth if there ever was one, boy.
There he is,
yeah.
Everybody. Like a puzzle.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a puzzle. But what is the answer to the puzzle?
You know, this is one where you just have to know him.
That's what I said.
You got to dig deep and right. You got to know what he's all about.
That's why I identified a kind of a slow burn. Mm-hmm. It's like it really he's in love with this guy, Rick.
He's talking about a yard maintenance guy doing a spring dance.
He'd zap, twirl, then zap again.
Zap, twirl, zap. God.
I spray here. I spray there.
I miss Rick. This time you need a Rick.
In fact, we miss Rick terribly.
Oh, God. Rick was what you call anal retentive. Thank you.
He did it in such a way it looks as if it was some sort of choreographed dance. I felt like I was watching Cats.
On warm spring nights, this is important, too. On warm spring nights, Rick's wife and I would sit on the stoop.
Fag hag.
And watch him wander the block. Thanks so much. I love the man.
Can you picture that poor woman? So there, she's got her elbows on her knees. She's holding her face down like this. And she goes, oh, Craig, look at him out there. Jesus Christ. And Craig goes, I love to watch that man spray.
There's nothing quite like his dance. His springtime dance. Spraying the yard. I've tried, but I'm no Rick. And my dog, Molly. Yeah, is it Molly?
Maggie.
All right, Maggie. Right.
Molly's the neighbor.
The neighbor. Maggie's the dog. Jack is the boyfriend. And Mom is simply his mom.
I just like it when he doesn't hit us over the head with us sometimes. I really do. I enjoy it. An inconvenient truth. Thank you, Craig Wilson. Thank you.
Speaking of dogs. everything is a non sequitur segue. Like
today, yeah.
On my way home, I thought of Rick's spring dance.
My dad was a farmer. Yes, Dad. Farmer Craig.
I
Put on the overalls, boy.
Picture his dad, big, raging, homophobic guy driving one of those big, old-time, red, big red tractors. Like,
is there a chance that I could milk the goats again?
Oh, Craig.
Please. Thank you very much.
For God's sakes, take off your sister's dress and go out there and fix the fence on the back 40.
I don't want to. I want to feed the chickens again. Please.
And now Rick says he doesn't want to come over here anymore. Do you know anything about that, Craig?
Maybe it's something about his spotted lawn. His lawn has spots, just like a calico cat. Thank you, Craig Wilson.
Oh, there he is, Craig Wilson. Thank
Wonderful
you,
Wonderful job.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
You are, and you are super. And there is Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Right. This is the news.
And it's time for the news with Charles Elston.
Right.
That's a wonderful idea. Get to it, boy.
So we've got the 2020 sports update coming.
Yes.
And we'll continue, Buzz, we'll continue our discussion about Barry Bonds' chase of 755.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us on Don and the Big Dog.
Because now this is really just stream of consciousness about right. something we were talking about 3 hours ago.
This radio. Is true. How much sports radio sucked, Don?
Thanks, Mike. And now it's all been tied up. Mm-hmm. See, if we did sports radio, mm-hmm. there's no way we could ever read Craig Wilson.
No, that would not be accepted by the sports radio audience.
Our listeners would not go for that if we were supposed to be talking about batting averages and stuff like that. Right.
Who wants to talk about the NBA playoffs?
You have to read Thomas Boswell.
Are there any players named Rick?
Oh, yeah.
Sure there are.
I miss Rick.
Let's talk about Barry Bonds chasing the Bambino.
Okay, we'll get Charles Elston's news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.